You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome back. And as promised, Mana Watsa joins us right now from, it used to be called Point Guard College, but I'll let him tell you more about that. Of course, the website, it's always been the same, PGC, PGCBasketball.com, PGCBasketball.com, the website, if you want to sign up. And Mano joins us right now. And first of all, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Greg. A pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, it's always great having you on. We've had you on, of course. We've had other staff members over the years. Of course, you have some of your camps going on right down the road from me, which is fun, but you got them all over the country as well, so folks will want to know about that. And they can find out all about that at any time. Even if they're listening online right now, you can just keep listening and click over to pgcbasketball.com. But, you know, there's camps out the wazoo. I mean, I've had so many people ask us over the almost 30 years of doing the show, what are the camps you recommend? And they start asking this time of year is spring break coming up. They start thinking about, man, summer's right around the road. And, you know, there's some okay camps out there, a lot of okay camps, but there's only a couple of really great camps that my kids have been to, that I've been to and seen them. And PGC is definitely one of those.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Greg. That was certainly my experience after having attended a lot of different camps when I was a player, and then by good fortune being introduced to our flagship course, Point Guard College. And when I attended the Point Guard College course, it literally changed everything for me. And it changed my my career, the trajectory for my career. It changed my leadership, and ultimately it changed my life as a result. So I feel the same way you do.
Well, and I'm going to ask you about some, you know, players that we would know that have been to your events, and you and I were just talking about one of them. But before you get to that, I just found out recently Matt Saman is on your staff, and Matt, I know, went to PGC, and Matt came to our TCU exposure event back when Billy Tubbs was the coach down there years ago, and a kid from, you know, the local area. And coach saw him, new coach at Baylor, Dave Bliss, and signed him up. And Matt's even written a book where he talks about his experiences at Baylor, which were not all great. If you know the history of Baylor basketball, what happened about a decade or so ago. But Matt, now a high school coach, and I should not be surprised. Matt and I've never, all the years I've known him since he was a kid, never talked about PGC. But I should be not surprised in the least that a kid like Matt Saman went to PGC. He is the Think the Game, which is kind of your unofficial, if not official, motto. And this kid, more than any kid I've ever known, thinks the game.
Yeah, well, Matt was a heck of a player, and his book, The Leftovers, is a tremendous read. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and just reading his story and the Baylor story through that that time period was he just did an outstanding job with the book. But while I didn't have a chance to see him play, you know, when we connected and he had the opportunity to get back involved with PGC after how he had been impacted by PGC, it was just a natural fit, as it was for so many of us who attended either the Point Guard College course or one of our other courses, our Playmaker College course. And when players get impacted, especially the way Matt and I were, well, to have the opportunity to get back involved, you know, we just jump at the opportunity to see things come full circle. And that's what Matt did, and he's a tremendous director with us as a result.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. And we've had him on the show before to talk about The Leftovers. Hope we sold him some books. Great guy, great kid. His dad, one of my favorite dads of all time. I wish every dad was like that. Just supportive. You know, let's kid do what he wants, because he already raised him right. He knows the kid's going to make right decisions. And boy, Matt's one of my favorite kids of all time. But hey, let's talk about another guy. Just played in the All-Star game, and and it did really well. And you were just talking about him on Twitter as that was going on.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for our two-time PGC grad, Jamal Murray, who was drafted 7th overall in this past year in the first round with the NBA draft picks. And then Jamal has had a really solid first year with the Denver Nuggets and has shown glimpses of greatness. He's just a tremendous kid with a tremendous work ethic and is an outstanding leader and has a great approach. And I think everyone in Denver is seeing that. And now right across the league, you know, he's had a history of showing up big and performing big in big games. In fact, he was the Jordan Brand Classic MVP a couple years ago in high school, the BioSteel All-Canadian Game MVP, the Hoop Summit MVP, and then he steps into his first NBA All-Star weekend and pours in 36 points at the Rising Stars game and was MVP there. So it's really been neat to watch how he's come along. He first started attending PGC back when he was an eighth grader and then attended again the following summer. To see how he's implemented the leadership principles we've taught, he already had a tremendous work ethic. We didn't have to teach him anything on the work ethic side, but to see the way he's emerged in terms of his approach and in terms of his leadership has been really fun to watch.
Man, Owatsa joins us. PGCBasketball.com. That's where you need to go to sign up because some of the camps I saw the other day are already full or getting close to full. These always fill up, though. Ever since I've been associated with you guys, Mono, they fill up quick, and there's a reason for that. I mean, you guys have a camp that really has no peers. It's not just roll out a ball and do some drills and stuff like a lot of camps out there. It's not the college camp where it's a extra way to pay your players during the summer at a college, where they're just, you know, out there, you know, oh, well, I get to play, hang out with a guy that, you know, I see on TV all the time. It's not like that. It's so different. And I'll let you explain it because I know you can do it better than I can, but it is different. And this is more for the cerebral players out there, the leaders of the team, teaches you how to be a great teammate. Every coach ought to want their kid to go to this.
Yeah, well, there's a whole number of things that makes a week at PGC much different than most other experiences. Obviously, there's what we teach in terms of equipping players and even coaches too, as nearly over 1,500 coaches attend our courses each summer and each fall for their own professional development too. But coaches and players alike attend our courses to learn how to think the game and to learn how to be a student of the game, and specifically for players, how to run the show and be the coach on the court for their teams. And the way we teach players how to do that is unique and makes us different with our hear it, see it, do it approach. They hear it in the classroom. And it's sometimes players wonder, do I want to be at a basketball camp and in the classroom? But when you're studying your favorite topic and the types of special and dedicated players that we attract, they love the classroom sessions. And they're interactive, engaging, and most importantly, they're learning about their favorite topic and how to be more effective on the court. And then they go from hearing it to seeing it and watching footage of top players in action using the habits and principles we teach and failing to. And then they go on court and do it. And as you said, we don't just roll out the balls and play. Every activity, competition, and drill and game has been structured to reinforce everything they learned in the classroom and saw on film. And so that unique progression of hear it, see it, do it, and the hundreds, if not thousands, of hours that have gone into helping to make every concept sticky so that players don't just hear it or learn it, but that they apply it to their game and it's sticky enough to help change their game so that when players leave after 5 days, they've truly become a different player, not just in terms of their skills, but how they see the game, how they think the game, and then ultimately how they play the game. And so coaches send us players year after year because they've seen players come back to their program as better players and better leaders, equipped to lead their programs and help instill a championship culture through everything they do on the court, in the locker room, and in everyday life. And so that's a little bit around the difference that a week at PGC makes on a player's life.
Well, Wetzel joins us, pgcbasketball.com, the website, and camps all over the country. You want to get involved. This is not your typical camp. If you've got a kid who's just brand new to basketball and they're not that excited about it, you know, you might drop them off at one of those local college camps, which is, you know, a little glorified babysitting. But if your kid's serious about it, if you're a coach who has a kid who's serious about it, you really owe it to them and yourself to send them here. I noticed on your Twitter page for PGC Basketball, had I don't remember who the poster was, but it was retweeted saying, you know, we had four girls from small town Texas, and both their teams won state championships. And that, I wish I had a dime for every time I've seen that, because that is the truth. And I've seen it in Oklahoma, seen it in Texas, seen it in Kansas, seen it everywhere. And I'm sure it happens all over the country as well.
Yeah, do you know what? I just recently commented just a week or two back that it would really be worthwhile for us to track all the PGC grads, and maybe just as significantly, all the coaches that have observed a PGC session that are winning state championships right across the country and winning championships right around the world, as we attract coaches and players from many, many different countries to our summer courses. So it's an interesting one to hear that, because when players and coaches attend a PGC session, they learn how to, not just how to stand out and be special, but how to impact their teams and how to really change the culture of their team and how to raise the standard. And really, as they learn about the pursuit of excellence, they take those things back and they just begin to apply those things, and their teammates tend to really raise themselves to the level of that player that had attended PGC that's now set a higher standard for everyone around them. And so it's always encouraging to hear that players are being rewarded for their efforts and their dedication and the time that they've invested by attending a PGC session.
And I would urge you not to wait around either. It's funny how many people I've run into since we started promoting, you know, the upcoming camps for this year. I ran into a state tournament that are like, oh, I went to that camp. That really helped me. You know, and speaking of two players that I ran into that won state championships after going to PGC camp, my two oldest sons, and I'm hoping my youngest son, who will be going this summer to the one in Oklahoma City at OCU, will be the next one.
Yeah, that's great, Greg. We look forward to hearing how that goes for him. You know, we do have usually over 1,000 players on waiting lists to get into sessions, because they tend to fill so quickly. And we keep adding more courses right across the country just to ensure not as many players are on waiting lists each year. And then sure enough, there's still the same number or more on waiting lists, even as we've grown the number of sessions. We'll have over 100 courses right across the summer. And we've also added a new course, our PGC Skills Academy.
Yes.
And our skills academies are primarily focused on skill development, but once again, for the dedicated player that wants to take their skills to the next level. And so those skills academies are happening in towns and cities nationwide. And those are for younger players. That's fourth grade to seventh grade. And then we have skills academies for seventh to 11th grade. While our general PGC courses are for seventh to 12th graders. And then, of course, college players, too.
No doubt about it. Mono Watson joins us. And we'll have him on again a couple of times before we get to the summer months. But several have already filled up, I've noticed, around the country. Many more are close. You need to go to pgcbasketball.com and get signed up. And they even have a little handy on the bottom right. If you have any questions, you get somebody live to talk to, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely. Our team tries to do their best to help every parent and coach, and they'll be available to answer any questions that any of your listeners have.
And one thing on your Twitter page, and I urge people to go to that because some great tips, MANOWATSA on Twitter. Follow this guy. He had an interesting little talk that my seventh grader caught on to about, you know, kind of self-discipline and overcoming fears and things like that. So you ate mushrooms that you absolutely despised, and you kind of went a process about it. You can watch that on your Twitter page. Mine was watching that with me, and he just thought, you know, what do I not like? Well, I really don't like spinach. I really hate spinach. So he's working on that, and it's working. And it's, you know, a little self-discipline, some motivation to overcome your fears. This guy has some great things, thinking outside the box a little bit and thinking the game, as they do at PGC. PGCBasketball.com. Man, it was always great talking to you, my friend, and I really look forward to seeing you this summer.
Yeah, very much appreciated, Greg, and it's always a pleasure to be back on the show, and we'll look forward to having your son with us this summer so he can take how he thinks the game to another level.
Mano Watts from PGCBasketball.com. We'll be back after these messages.